listen to the voice of Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
Coming to you live from the center of Bolito, it is 88 FM Radio Life and Style, the voice of Bolito. We're rapidly into the festive season just like that. All of a sudden, it's all systems go and things are cooking on the North Coast. And on that note, it gives me great pleasure to welcome my very special guest, Mr. Linda Ngube. He's the CEO of Enterprise Ilembe. Great to have you on the airwaves of Radio Life and Style.
Thank you for having us. Feels good to be here.
And Enterprise Ilembe is responsible for all things North Coast and doing a fabulous job as well. A lot of attention has been focused on the North Coast of late, and I think it's because the lifestyle and the attractions are par excellence. But in your opinion, Linda, what sets the North Coast apart from any other destination in KZN?
No, thank you. Look, a number of things set us apart. I think firstly, the location. We are perhaps located in the prime spot of the province. You know, we've got the coast right here, over 60 kilometers of beach. We've got the airport as well, right on our doorstep, which makes our area very accessible, whether for domestic or international tourists. You know, King Shaka Airport is just 10 minutes away from Palito. We also have the National Freeway, which is the N2, you know, which traverses the entire length of our district. So from an accessibility point of view, that really sets us apart. We are able to be easily accessible for people coming from outside of the province, even coming from other countries as well. The climate, of course, I mean, today is not a best day for this, but climate is quite good all year round. So that also adds,
I think, to the attraction. The endless summer.
It's an endless summer, you know. They say we have two seasons, summer and summer, you know.
Yeah, and in your opinion, are there any unique attractions to the North Coast that you don't find anywhere else in the country?
Yeah, no, definitely. We do have unique attractions. For instance, we have the beaches, I'm saying here, but just 15 minutes away from the beach, you're able to have a game drive. You know, there's the Rain Farm, which is just on our doorstep in Palito. So that sets us apart. So it offers a bit of everything for everyone, if I may put it that way. Whether you want to have a relaxed day on the beach, you want to go for a game drive, even if you want to go hiking, you know, we have some very interesting mountain ranges within the Ilembe district. So all of those are sort of unique attractions that set us apart as a region.
When you look at the hub, if you like, of the attractions in the greater KZN region, I mean, you've got, if you're a history buff, you've got battlefields that surround the area. You've got ancient Bushman art, which is considered to be international heritage importance, and that's also within easy range. You're quite right. There's disease-free or malaria-free game reserves, which is a big attraction for those that are a little afraid of getting bitten by the Anopheles mosquito. And then, of course, the coastline is great. A lot of people also say, you know, we've also got a casino just down the road, so it covers every single aspect. And now the nightlife is becoming exciting as well, with the opening of a whole bunch of really fine restaurants and clubs as well, to a degree, which is what has been possibly a little lacking in the past. But now it's all there. So let's talk about festivals and coming events. What's happening this season?
Yeah, maybe before I answer that, just on the attractions to add, you know, you talk about the history and the battlefields. You know, there are significant historical sites within this area. This was the erstwhile capital of the Zulu Kingdom, as you would know, during King Shaka's days. You know, his capital was in Guaduguza, and it's also the site where his monument is at the moment. So you've got that sort of history as well. You also have the Luthuli Museum, where the first Nobel laureate in the continent used to live, Chief Albert Luthuli, which is in Grodville, which is also part of Guaduguza. You talk of historical sites as well. You've got the Sibudu Caves, which hopefully next year will be declared one of the World Heritage Sites by
ICOMOS.
Because
that's where one of the earliest beds, human-type places of sleep and recreation, dare one say. But there it is. It's a fact. In that cave, how many? It's like hundreds of thousands of years.
Yeah, thousands of years. I mean, you've got spears that were found from 60,000 years ago on those sites. So it shows early evolution of mankind. You know, the cognitive revolution that we all speak about of humankind, you have traces of that in Sibudu Caves, which is within the Ilembe area. But to go back to your question then around what is currently happening, you know, you mentioned the restaurants. I mean, here in Lifestyle, Palito, you've got new restaurants that are popping up, which adds, I think, to the offering that we have in this district. You also have new investments that are coming up. You have a resort, Club Med, which I'm sure you would have covered as well in this station.
Yeah.
Just up the road in Tinley Manor, which is a world-class resort. I mean, Club Med is a world-renowned name. Now, what is...
And interestingly, their new concept is not as inward-focused as the other Club Med resorts. They're actually using it as a hub to explore exactly what you've mentioned earlier. Outward-bound tourism from Club Med and then back in for the Club Med experience. It's all really exciting.
No, definitely it is. And Club Med will sort of become the base for international tourists. But you can then explore. You can go to Northern KZN to have game drives.
Yeah.
You can go to the Drakensberg to explore some of the mountain ranges. But the base will be within the North Coast and within Club Med. So it's quite exciting for us as a region. And it's also an anchor sort of investment. So what we've seen in other regions or other locations internationally where Club Med has sort of invested, you've then seen other developers or other investors coming in around Club Med. So it becomes sort of a catalyst for more investment in the area. And that is what we are hoping will happen within Ilembe as well.
Indeed. And moving on to the events planned for the festive season, any kind of festivals you could think of?
Yeah, certainly we have a number of events. As you currently know, the Rage is happening just across the road here. We also have the Palito Big Week, which is starting just before Christmas. I think it's becoming one of the signature events for this area. So that's going to be happening. A lot of events as well happening along the beach throughout December. But not just within the Palito area. Even outside of Palito, in Mandeni, there's a Togotweni Beach Festival, which has Enterprise Ilembe. We are co-sponsoring that event as well. There are events in Ndwedwe, in Mapumulo. So all throughout the district, there are events happening in December. But as I said, the signature ones will be your Palito Big Weeks and maybe the Rage, which is currently happening.
Exciting stuff. And just as a sort of closer, what advice would you give to those that have just arrived or are coming down and listening to us on a stream, looking forward to experiencing the best of the North Coast? What advice would you have for those holiday makers that are here and about to arrive?
Yeah, maybe first to say we're looking forward to welcoming you into our area. I think, as you know, the people of this area are quite warm and very welcoming to visitors. So we are looking forward to welcoming them. But maybe as a word of caution, firstly, to say the booking that you're making, make sure you're booking it with a reputable booking agent. We're seeing an increase in scams or people trying to scam tourists, not just in this area, I think throughout the country. So firstly, just make sure you're booking through a reputable booking agent. But also when you're here, take time to explore all that this area has to offer. The beach is obviously the attraction that most people come for. But as I said earlier, take time to look at some of our cultural sites, some of our historical sites as well. So the area has a lot to offer. So when you're here, please just take time to explore all that we have to offer. And do pop in at Enterprise Ilembe, our offices. We can then give you pointers as to where you can visit throughout Ilembe. But we do wish you an enjoyable and safe day in our area.
And there we leave it for today. My very special guest, Linda Ngube, is the CEO of Enterprise Ilembe, inviting you to pop down to Enterprise Ilembe HQ, which is sort of diagonally opposite the Lifestyle Center, and you'll find a warm welcome there and all the information that you can handle. You're on Radio Life and Style, the voice of Balito.